Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Because it's right before it hits the ground.
Yes.
He gets his fingertips it's, on
and
it.
You know what? Sometimes, even like when he was at Georgia, you'd be like, you could have just ran through it. But you want to make it look a little bit more
spectacular. I do think sometimes he's like that center fielder that slows down to get the diving catch.
The one, the national championship game. With the deep ball.
Oh, yeah.
He could have ran through
he
that.
He probably could have scored a touchdown.
If he would have kept his feet. No, George would have taken off and dive.
Yeah, that was early in the game, right?
Yeah.
Because he hadn't really played.
Yeah.
He hadn't really. Yeah, and then they hit a deep ball to him, and it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah,
and just the threat of him from there on. Yeah, no, AJ had a tough day with him yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be expected, man.
A lot of people are going to have tough days with George Pickens.
A lot of people have tough times. I take a number one receiver most of the time over number one corner, anyways. But that's just me. But sometimes it don't work. Like Pat Surtain, he shut down DK yesterday.
Yeah.
But DK beat him if the ball was better.
Yeah, there was a few bad throws in that. That was a weird football game.
Damn, like Gino, I didn't know Gino had wheels like that.
Yeah, Gino's running in the second half.
Yeah.
They basically at halftime they were like, all right, no more throwing really. We just gotta run on these guys. The Broncos had two safeties on the Seahawks in the first half. Their offense was like, I don't know, it was about as bad as you could ever see.
Right.
And then halftime, they're like, all right, fuck it. Just give it to Kenny Walker. Let's go to run the ball a whole bunch and let Bo Nix give us this game back. And he did.
He's bad. He's really bad.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's really bad.
He can make little 3-yard throws.
They played it like that, too. Like, let's let him throw some bubble screens.
Yep. That's what he does. That's what he's always done. I mean, that's the thing. He had 75% completion percentage last year for a reason, right? 3-yard pass.
He also had a rushing touchdown later. Did y'all see fucking Jaden Daniels' first pass?
Yes.
I didn't.
It didn't look like they knew what the play was.
It looked like he threw the pass fucking way behind him.
No. It didn't look like Brian Robinson knew what the play was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just looked like he just stood there. Like it was
the throw was still behind him, though.
Yeah, but it looked like he was supposed to be bubbling, and then they ran it again. Next play to the left. So that's what it looked like. It's like, did B-Rob not know the play?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But that damn Mike, I love watching Mike Evans play. Everything about watching him play.
Yeah.
You know who I enjoyed watching play yesterday was fucking Keon White. God damn.
They got something.
Yeah.
They got something in them. They're pretty good.
Did not see that result
coming. It's pretty good. He's a pretty good player, man. Pretty good player. But yeah, I always.
I like watching T.J. Watt play.
I mean, but the dude's a,
just not against not against the team that
But I mean,
but I love watching that guy play.
Everybody, he's one of those dudes.
He is absolutely one of those.
He is a 2-1-1-2 however.
He's a defensive player of the year every year. Because that, if you split the hair, the
if you watched that motherfucker up in Cleveland yesterday.
Yeah.
For number 11 Dallas, they couldn't do shit with him.
Yeah.
Those, I know they played the two backup tackles, but dude, this dude is fucking relentless, and he's looking at it like, okay,
you're gonna put this guy on me?
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about a different guy now.
Yeah. No, Jerry Jones. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like Jerry, I know you got to pay him.
We're paying everybody now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You want Dak to be a quarterback? You
sure,
do.
Sure.
Yeah. So I just didn't think Dak would get $5 million more.
So did he get finally? Somebody got more than Deshaun Watson.
$1 million more.
Okay.
And everyone in Cleveland's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a real problem.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
He's not good.
He's real not, problem.
He's not good anymore.
Dude, he looked bad.
Yeah, he's not good anymore.
Is he still hurting with that shoulder? I don't know.
That sounds like a good excuse.
I don't know.
That sounds like something.
Like, you remember he can't throw the ball.
No, he
you
can't throw
in
anymore.
Camp, they were he was Stefanski wanted him to play the third preseason.
Yeah, had arm fatigue.
And he sat out practice like 2 days that week with shoulder issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
there's a fucking problem.
Yeah, probably.
Like
probably
to fall off like that.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's got to be.
Those jerseys suck.
I just love the fact that LT was there and was on time for the coin flip.
What's worse, like celebrating your 100th anniversary and getting fucked by Sam Darnold, or celebrating your 100th anniversary and wearing that? Like,
still getting fucked by Sam Darnold.
They look like shit.
What the hell was that? I mean, what that shit? I thought it was some Canadian uniform.
It looked like a hockey uniform. Yeah. That's exactly what it looked
the
like.
The pants,
ugly Christmas sweater jerseys or something.
Yeah, it's very.
You get all hype for that shit. It was a beautiful celebration too.
Sure.
Peyton, Eli was there, and all the old Giants were
all
there.
All of it. Everyone's fired up. Daniel Jones is back.
Oh,
well, I guess Daniel Jones sucks. Saquon's good, though.
I saw a stat. Yes, he is.
That's got to hurt.
I saw a stat this morning about Daniel Jones. Since he signed his $160 million contract, he's thrown 3 pick sixes and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, he's right, because he got hurt. He got hurt the first year.
Well, that is
still
very good.
Seems like that's been a long time for him to only have 2 tossing touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not very good. They're not in a good shape on that one. They're gonna draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah,
they have to, dude.
Yeah,
they can't. You can't roll him out.
And if Shador has one more fucking night like he did Saturday, I might just sit out the rest of this goddamn season.
Well, I mean, he's just getting destroyed.
He's getting
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he just can't even get his back foot down.
Like, dude,
I just start draft prep right now.
I can't put my son behind that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't put my son behind that offensive line and get him fucking killed.
Just
6
killed.
Sacks, 11 tackles for loss, whatever the numbers were.
Every time he drops back.
Every time he drops back. That's what I'm saying. It's like.
Yeah. That's why
and then everyone's mad at him for talking about it after
Derek
the game. But
Brown,
it's like, what is he?
Potential season ending injury.
She's still in Carolina?
Yep.
Insult to injury on that one.
Yep.
What a day. There's a lot of people. In my wife's family,
either.
And in North Carolina, that are App State fans and Panthers fans.
Ooh,
so that's a tough
weekend.
That's a tough weekend.
Rough weekend.
Yeah, at least the Panthers game was in New Orleans, so maybe they didn't go to both of them. You know what I mean? Because he probably rode down to Clemson for that game, and then it's a tough one. It's a tough.
That's a bad
tough
one.
Showing.
Damn, they're awful, dude.
Who?
It's Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina Bro. Panthers are very bad.
He's terrible.
He just not.
He
look,
had.
He does not in, look comfortable.
I know what
at
you're gonna
all.
Say, Randy.
What?
But he had a 2.8 quarterback rating,
dude. I watched him.
Yeah.
He was shaky.
Accurate. I am serious when I think I could go out and have a 2.9.
I don't think you could.
2.9. I'll call my own plays.
You would die on the first play.
Would I complete it?
I don't think so.
I mean, but like a 2.8 is legitimately like. Anyone can fucking do this.
It's awful. Yeah. It's as almost as bad as it could be. No, he's not. You know, I don't know. Obviously, no one around him is helping him out. But, yeah, no, Bryce Young looks like shit.
And this is it, too, because, like, Canales can't wait a second year, the new head coach.
What do you mean?
He can't wait a second year with Bryce Young.
Oh.
So this is it.
I don't know. I mean, he's you're just going to cut the first overall pick? I mean, Canales is a first-year coach.
But you don't get but 3 years. You're going to waste the first two of them on Bryce Young and then try and win in the third year with another rookie quarterback? Like, you got to cut it.
Why did I just see this? Fran got mad about something Coach Key said.
I don't know. What did Coach Key say?
I don't know.
And I took that personally.
Took it personal.
Yeah, no, that was Syracuse kind of good.
Huh?
Syracuse is kind of good.
They got players.
Yeah, they got dudes on offense. Man. Yeah, they got fun dudes on offense. They had a bunch of transfers up there. I saw some Georgia fans enjoying like Kirby Smart coaching tree.
Oh,
knocks off Georgia Tech's, you know, return to relevance.
That's back-to-back weekends they played a coach from Kirby.
That's true.
Yeah, played
Dale. Yeah, that Kirby, Kirby coaching tree is growing.
Yeah. Who's the next one? Shewin to be the next one.
Lanning? Boy, they're playing with fucking fire.
They are suspect. Early in the year.
Yeah, they are.
Suspect.
They are. They're down a touchdown in the fourth quarter again.
Yeah, I was amped on that one. I can't believe they blew it.
Really?
Boise State.
No, the game that pissed me off a weekend was fucking Arkansas.
Yep.
Yeah, how man. They had like 700 yards of offense.
They're so fucking good.
They played so good. Yeah, no, that's exactly.
So fucking
good. I'll tell you, every weekend that happens, we get closer to Bobby Petrino being the head coach.
Because it ain't the offense.
It's not the offense's fault. They 700 yards of offense.
It ain't the offense.
Now, they could score when they get closer. They score in the red zone a little bit better. Right. But, yeah, no, they're putting up numbers, man. That transfer quarterback from Boise State, funny enough, is good. He's running all over the place. Yeah, no, that was a cool game. That was a fun game, overtime, all that. But
if they don't throw that pick six in the second quarter and open that door, I don't think it ever happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun weekend of football.
They're not going to let that guy be the head coach in Arkansas.
He's going to be the head coach by Halloween.
They will give it to a fucking grad assistant who draws up the scout team play before they let that motherfucker back.
Do you think his offense going to be putting up 50 points a game by Halloween? What
if let's say the coordinator. There's no fucking way.
What if that was Pittman's big mastermind plan, is to bring that guy in knowing there's no way they'll fire me and put him in charge?
Right. No, that we talked about that. It was like the only guy that you can't replace me with is this guy.
This guy right here.
They will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.